Hi everyone, this is Arzo, and you're listening to the Sexy Boss Babe Podcast, Season 2, Episode 21. Today's topic is dealing with haters. I know a lot of us have experienced this phenomenon when you're working on something, pursuing something, posting something on social media, whatever it is, there's always somebody that has something negative to say. It's interesting. It's an interesting phenomenon, right? Being the other person who chooses to say something negative to somebody. Why? Live and let live, people. And I wish that were the case, but it's just not. And it's just in human nature to be pessimistic and look at the glass half empty. And I think a lot of people that are that way, they just kind of can't help themselves. And they see something that you're doing or they see a post and then it's like troll city. And I think a lot of us have experienced it in different ways. You know, haters at school growing up or the bullies, you know, maybe mean girls at work. And it's just this like kind of like nasty thing that some people do. I really feel sorry for some of these celebrities online. Just the amount of trolling that goes on people's social media and their Instagram. Sometimes I'm looking at comments and I think to myself, like, God, you really went out of your way to get on this like celebrity's social media account and write some really rude, mean, horrible things that you would never consider saying to somebody like in real life. I don't think. I would hope not. But you think it's okay because they're a celebrity that you could say whatever you want. And I think that's, it's just kind of, it's a sucky thing. It's not nice. And people are people. It doesn't matter if you're a celebrity or how much money you have or whatever it is. It's just at the end of the day, we're all human. Nobody deserves to be trolled and talked to in that manner. So I hope at some point that changes. And you know, when that kind of stuff comes up too, it's very much a reflection on that person, on themselves. It's like, you know, we give out into the world what we feel on the inside. So if we're putting out these negative things, if people are doing that, it's just, that's how they feel about themselves on some level. That's, they sit there and look at their own lives through that lens. And that's kind of sad if you think about that. I mean, it's really sad if that's how you view life. It's kind of a miserable existence, to be honest with you. And I mean, it almost goes to my answer as far as like how to deal with the haters. But I mean, that's the social media aspect of it. But there are different, there are other different things, right? Like maybe you're pursuing a certain path in your life and you have well-meaning friends or family that are around you and they are criticizing you or saying negative things. And that's kind of hard. How do you deal with that? As much as I love my family and they've been great in some, in a lot of aspects, but they're just by nature a little pessimistic and overly critical. And it's hard. And growing up in our family environment, you know, I make jokes about this on other podcast episodes sometimes where it's like our parents really go out of their way to remind us how not special we are, how we're just ordinary people. And it keeps us grounded to one degree, but it can also really hurt you. If you let the criticism and the negativity in, because you start believing it. And then once you start believing it, it limits your beliefs and what you can do. And I think that's a lot of the reason why a lot of people have fear on taking a chance on something and trying something new because of those kinds of things, because of the people that they're around are people with limiting beliefs themselves. And they're projecting their limiting beliefs onto you. And, when you have enough people around you that are projecting those limiting beliefs, you can start to believe them. You could start to doubt yourself. And sometimes I have to take a break from my family. And this is not, I'm, by the way, I'm not married and have kids. So I don't mean like my husband and my children, because I don't have those. I'm talking about like my, you know, my original family, I guess, the, you know, mom, aunts and uncles, that sort of thing. And what's actually surprising is that my dad, of all people, is actually really positive and supportive. It actually, it's not surprising. My dad's always been that kind of person. But it's just interesting. It's interesting that I get that real super positive support in words and encouragement from my dad. But, my mom is kind of like that 2 feet on the ground type of person. Very grounded, but very, and to the point where it can be negative, and it can come off as it's not supportive. And I have to take it into context, and I have to tell myself that this is just how their mentality or their values or their, you know, views on life are. And it's different than mine. I see life differently. I really do. And it's not easy being in an environment or where your family is that way. Because you have to really, really believe in yourself and in your vision. And you have to be really confident to turn down that noise and not listen to it. And that's, you know, I don't want to say, you know, that my family's a being hater, because at the end of the day, I know my family wants me to be successful. But unfortunately, it's the way that they think and the way that they kind of go about life and stuff. It's just, it's different. And even in our, in the culture that I come from, it's kind of the same. It's not a very, you know, supportive, hey, you can do it, or hey, you know, get out there. You hear a lot of negativity. So, I mean, like, even growing up, I'm just going to throw this out there. Even growing up, like, you know, if you go to like a big event or a big party in your community or something, someone will come up to you, some lady that you don't even know, and will tell you you're fat, or will ask you like questions like, why are you fat? And you're like, what is this person like? Are you kidding me right now? Like, I don't even know you. I don't know, I just threw that out there. But my point is that there's just always going to be people around that are just going to say, you know, crappy things. And it's easy to let it get to you. It is. I mean, who wants, you know, I mean, who wants to hear that stuff? You don't. And, you know, you're not going to always have the people around you that's going to be like, hey, you're a cheerleader and you can do this. So you kind of have to be prepared, you know, you have to be prepared for that, for those negative Nancys. And it used to affect me a lot more, I think, when I was younger. And I wouldn't share a lot of stuff that I would do, or, you know, things I wanted to pursue, because I was afraid of people knocking it down. And so I really just kind of kept a lot of stuff to myself. And, you know, at this stage of my life, I'm not like that. I could care less what anybody thinks. It's like, I do not give two craps what you think. I have people in my life that I respect and trust, that are, you know, highly intelligent, that have experience about things. And those are the people that I will go to and ask questions and say, hey, am I doing this right? What do you think? You know, that sort of thing. Those are the people's advice that I respect. And those are the people that have a track record of success and are positive, are leaders, you know, those kinds of things. So those people's opinions are who I will place weight on, because they've experienced a lot. They have a lot to draw from. So if they're going to give me some type of constructive criticism or feedback, I'll listen to it. Because they're doing it in an effort to help me, to encourage me, to be better, or look at something in a different way or a different perspective. And I appreciate that, because that's just going to help me on my journey. But that's different than the, you know, typical traditional haters, you know, or the people that are around you or that want to just kind of like knock you down or don't think, you know. So how do you handle that? I mean, what do you do? Do you backlash on people? I remember when I first came out with Sexy Boss Babe and I started posting on social media, I got my first hater. And I was so excited about it. I was like, oh my God, I have a hater. I legit was so excited about it. And this lady came out, or I think I posted something about Sexy Boss Babe with Quick Nails on like Facebook or something. And this lady, all these people were commenting and writing and were really supportive. And like this lady is like, oh, this is not that great. You're a copycat and Lee Press-On Nails existed in the 80s and you're just a copycat. And she just went like real ham on that and then started taking personal attacks at me like, oh, you're not married and you're, you know, I don't remember. It was a while ago, but she just started saying all this like mean stuff. And I thought it was hilarious. And I screenshot it because I was so excited about the fact that it was a hater or that was a troll. And I started sending it to all my friends like, oh my God, you guys, I got my first hater. Oh my gosh, it's so weird to say that. But what was funny is all the other people in that like feed or in that group were like totally supportive of me and backing me up. I didn't even have to say anything to the hater. Like everyone else was like totally destroying her. It was pretty funny, to be honest with you. But that's kind of what, you know, and it's taken me time to get to that point where I'm not hurt by the kind of things that people will say to me. And I've endured a lot of criticism, and I think that kind of it can go two ways. It can either, if you let it come in and you believe it, it can hurt you, or you can internalize it and then it can hurt your self-esteem and, you know, all that stuff. And that's not a good path, but it can also make you stronger. And it's kind of a fine line, and it can go either way, and it's up to you what you want to do with it. And like, I think I talked about Toastmasters in my last, in the leadership podcast episode number 20. Toastmasters is a group where you can sign up, and it's a way to practice your leadership skills or your communication and public speaking skills. And one of the things that's part of the Toastmasters tradition is once you're done with your speech or whatever role you have, the group will critique you. And people will say some positive things, but people will point out your flaws publicly in front of everybody. And I think it's a great activity. It's a great activity because it's a safe environment and everybody's there to learn and to be better and to invest in themselves. And it's a great activity when someone does criticize you in that manner, because it's a little bit of a safer environment. But it helps you take that criticism and not let it hurt your feelings. And I think just in general, women, we tend to be, and it's our nature because we have emotions and we're not like men. You know, we're capable of so much. We're capable of doing a lot of things. But at the end of the day, we are women and we function differently. Our energy is differently. Our emotions are different. And we have a tendency to take things personally and be hurt by it. And so if we're going to pursue things in life and move forward and excel and try to achieve and whatever it is, we have to build a tougher skin, because if we don't, it's going to really, really hurt us. We're not going to be able to move forward, because if you're, you know, one day you're going to come across a customer, you know, if you're working or, you know, whatever, or a coworker, whatever it is, someone's going to be mean. I'm going to use the customer as an example. You know, someone's going to be mean. They're going to be rude. They're going to say something to you. How are you going to handle that? Right? Are you going to just, you know, your whole day is going to go down the toilet or down the drain because you experienced somebody that was rude or mean? You're going to let it affect your whole day? I mean, you can, but it's going to affect your productivity. That's not what you want. So, I think it's important to learn to withstand the pain of criticism. Because ultimately it makes you stronger. You're able to find your center if you can get there. And that's important too, because, you know, again, kind of drawing from the last podcast episode about leadership, one part of being a leader is, you know, being in front of a group, leading. People can disagree with your point of view or perspective. And sometimes as a leader, you might know the right direction or the best course of action, and you have to be able to withstand that type of criticism. I was in a situation where I was in a boardroom meeting, and there was a woman who just was horrible to me, horrible. It was like she was an adult, and the way that she behaved, and I mean, borderline calling me names. And what was great was that, one, the rest of the group was very supportive of me and couldn't believe the way that this woman was acting. But I remember this one moment where she almost made me cry. Okay. And I was standing there, and I was in a leadership position, and I was sitting in this group, and she was just attacking me like left and right. And every time she came up with something, I just held my ground, and I answered her or gave the rebuttal in a very calm, collected way. And she just wasn't stopping. It was just coming out left, right. And I wasn't expecting it, because that meeting that day, it wasn't something like that. It was supposed to be this collective group activity that we were supposed to be doing, really positive. And I was leading it. And so she just was just one of those people. And so she just kept coming after me left and right. And so, and I called her out in front of everybody. And I remember thinking to myself, I'm like, you can't, you know, this is one of your first, like, you know, meetings in this position, and you cannot look weak. So you can't let her win in whatever this is that's going on. And it wasn't that, it wasn't about an exchange of ideas. It was like, there were so many other ways that she could have gone about her feelings or what she was thinking, that this was a just not a good way of communicating with other professionals. She was being an absolute bully. And once we kind of finished one of the activities, I excused myself to grab some water. Really what I was doing was leaving the room to collect myself so that I don't cry in front of everybody. And I just walked out, had a glass of water, and I just took a second to center myself, because I'm like, do not cry in front of this woman, and don't cry in front of the group, because, you know, you are, once you're in a leadership position, like, you, especially as a woman, it's hard, you guys, it's hard, because sometimes people trigger you, and you don't want to, you know, you don't want to show weakness, you want to be strong. And once I centered myself, I went back into the room, totally just went through the rest of the meeting, you know, as planned, didn't let it affect me. And, you know, I think, and a lot of people afterwards came up to me and were like, oh my God, I can't believe how you handle that. Like, you did such a good job handling her. I would have just punched her, whatever it was. And then after that, actually, it was a very good, experience, because what ended up happening I had to create some rules, you know, rules of engagement, because you can't attack people like that. That's not the right way to, interact. So, and when you have people like that in a group setting, you're not going to accomplish your goals as a group when people behave that way. So, and it doesn't mean that in a group setting like that, you don't want different perspectives or it's okay that people disagree with you. There's nothing wrong with that. And that's going to happen. And it's good because that's how you kind of know and see a different perspective. If someone is always agreeing with you, it's not always the best thing. But you also don't want somebody that's being disruptive. And this particular person was being disruptive. So we created rules of engagement. And when you have people that become disruptive, if you don't control it from the get-go, you're going to lose your group entirely. You're going to lose the mission, you're going to lose the vision, and you're not going to have group cohesiveness. So that's always really important. And I feel like I veered off a little bit, but I think it was important because this was a good example of being in one of those situations where you have like a face-to-face hater. And in a professional setting, which makes it worse because, you know, you're not out in the streets to brawl out. I'm not encouraging that either, but I'm just saying, you have to be very careful in professional settings how you handle those kinds of situations. And eventually she didn't fit the culture of the group, so she stepped down. But anyways, so I mean, that was kind of like an example of like a face-to-face troll or hater or whatever. But just kind of in general, it's not an easy thing. It's good to practice ways of taking criticism, building yourself, having a thicker skin. And more than anything else, it's self-awareness and knowing yourself. When you know yourself and you have that relationship of I know who I am, I know where I come from, I know my intentions, I'm grounded, then you are rooted firmly in who you are. So it's much harder to be swayed or to be affected by those negative influences that come around. And having the mindset, I talk about mindset a lot, having that mindset of like when that kind of stuff happens, they're like little flies. Sweep them away. Sweep them away. They are unimportant. They are not important at all. At all. So if you give it importance and you pay attention to it and you start thinking about it and you know, then you've given it importance. So don't give it power. When you give it importance, you're giving it power. So when it comes, ignore it. Move on from it. If somebody's writing stuff on your social media, delete it. Who cares? Whatever. It doesn't exist. Separate yourself from that situation or from the person. And if you have a group of friends, I mean, for me, it's kind of hard. I can't really, you know, I come from such a family-oriented culture. I can't disconnect from my family. So I, you know, for me, I'm choosing, and that's a choice, you know, I'm choosing to still be close to my family. So it's harder for me. And I have to kind of take my moments where I separate myself and, you know, maybe not spend as much time with certain people or whatever. To be able to keep my positive mindset and stepping away sometimes and meditating. And I think it was when I interviewed Patty Negri, the psychic medium, she talks about doing, you know, when you're doing meditation and doing like om chants and stuff like that, there's different like chants that you can do. And what was interesting is a lot of different spiritual philosophies talk about being in silence and meditating. Buddhism, Taoism, Hinduism. And chanting is an interesting thing because you're using your vocal cords to make a sound, a particular sound, when you do a mantra, like Om. So, for example, Om is Om, and when you do that, it creates a vibration, and that vibration runs through your whole body. It runs through your, you know, through your head, through your skull, through your chest, all the way down, and it helps to kind of, it does something. If you're into spirituality, there's all these different things that it talks about. But even if you're not into spirituality, just doing that practice to kind of it kind of like recalibrates your whole system. So if you're in a negative environment and you're around some of that negativity and it's so overwhelming that even you can't, you know, with mindset and whatever, you kind of can't shake it off. Doing a little meditation and doing an om chant, it really helps. It really, really does help. So those are some of those tips and experiences. You know, I wish the world was different. I wish people were nicer, but they're just not. So you have to be prepared. You have to be prepared to protect yourself, your energy, your dreams, your visions, your goals from people that are negative and naysayers. Just don't be around them. And you know, try not to get in those, you know, if it's an online thing, try not to get into those online heated debates with someone that's super negative. It's a waste of time. I know sometimes it kind of feels good because you feel like you're defending yourself and you're taking revenge. But at the end of the day, it's like this black hole of like wasted time and wasted energy, and it doesn't accomplish anything. And what ends up happening, you just kind of, you know, you run your energy low and out, on something like that. So, I'm guilty of it. I've done it too. You know, you're trying to make someone see the light. It's hard to get ignorance to see the light. It really, really is. But I have hope. I have hope. But try not to waste your time and really just put your focus more on the, rise above it, rise above it, ignore it, move on from it. It doesn't exist. It's not important to you. I hope that was helpful for you guys. That is the, how to deal with haters, and negativity, episode. I hope you got a tip from it, got a tip and a trick from it. And that's all, guys. I'm going to announce the winner of the weekly podcast contest. It is Miss Bianca. Bianca won. She subscribed and posted about us, and we'll be sending her a free gift, a box of Sexy Boss Babe quick nails, and a mystery prize. And for anyone that wants to enter the contest, it's really easy. All you have to do is listen to the podcast, any episode, like and subscribe our podcast, take a screenshot, post it onto your social media, write a review, post it onto social media, tag us. Our handle is at the Sexy Boss Babe. And that enters you into the contest. Easy breezy. We announce a winner every single week. So tune in next week to find out if you are the winner. Thanks so much for listening. If you'd like to get to know me better, you can always follow me on social media. My handle is at the Arzo Yusuf, and that's spelled A-R-Z-O. Y-U-S-U-F. And you can also check out our website to get to know all the stuff that we're up to, www.sexybossbabe.com. We've got a great interview tomorrow, so tune in. It's with Kennedy Madison. She is a singer, actress, and dancer, teen sensation. She's actually such an adorable person and a role model for young people. So I'm excited for you guys to listen to that episode. That's coming out on Wednesday. And if you've got a younger sister or a daughter, have her tune in and listen. She's got some really good things to say. So thanks again for tuning in. Till next time. Bye, everyone. One last thing, guys. As a reminder, we're a social impact company. And for every purchase of a Sexy Boss Babe product, we're able to support charities that help foster youth and survivors of sex trafficking. There are 500,000 kids in the American foster care system, and 60% of sex trafficking victims are either former or current foster youth. This demographic needs our help, and before we can do that, we need to raise awareness. We've started an awareness campaign using the hashtag SBB movement. You can help us raise the awareness through using that hashtag. To learn more about this cause and this movement and what more you can do, please visit our website at www.sexybossbabe.com. We really believe that together we can make a difference. Thank you for listening.